The way you think and feel is determining the very quality of your experience of life, isn't it so? Right now, the flowers are blooming in the tree. That doesn't determine the quality of your life. Right now, in your mind, some nasty thought is going on, some nasty emotion is, acid emotion is coming up. That determines the quality of your life, isn't it so? So your psychological reality is determining the very fundamentals of your life, not the existential reality. When you say a guru, you are talking about somebody who will destroy your psychological reality so that you can come down to the existential. If you come down to the existential, what it means is, right now you're too enamored with your own creation. Psychological reality is your creation, isn't it? The existential is the creator's creation. It is too grand and magnificent. This is a petty creation, isn't it? Your psychological, whatever you are creating in your mind, is it anyway comparable to anything that is there in this creation? Anyway comparable at all? But look at your involvement. Where are you involved most of the time? You're too enamored with your own creation. That means you must be too full of yourself. That's the big problem.